This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
If you love your chicken nuggets or your chicken Caesar salads, there is news from the Marketplace Poultry Desk today. The Government Accountability Office is slamming some new federal rules that will let poultry workers, rather than government inspectors, do some of the safety checks in chicken factories. And speaking of bad birds, advocates for better food safety are alarmed by a new move to let Chinese chicken products into the United States. Well, Chinese-American chicken, really. I'll let Marketplace's Sarah Gardner explain.
Pretty soon, Americans may be eating chicken strips on a Chinese chicken salad that actually come from China. The USDA is going to let chicken processors there export cooked poultry products to the U.S. But because of safety concerns, they're only allowing Chinese products made from chickens grown here or Canada. Now, that's one well-traveled hen.
For us to slaughter chickens in the U.S., pack them, ship them to China, have them unpack them, defrost them, reprocess them, repack them.
Jim Sumner promotes U.S. chicken and eggs. He says the Chinese will make little profit selling chicken that's been trucked and shipped in expensive coolers 7,000 miles from the U.S. and then back again. But that's not the goal. What China really wants, he says, is to eventually export its own chickens. And American producers are okay with that. Tom Super at the National Chicken Council.
Look, we're cognizant of the fact that free trade is a two-way street.
If the U.S. meat industry wants to keep exporting their stuff to China, they've learned, don't block its trade ambitions. After all, says Jim Sumner, China's the only one who will buy our chicken feet.
And we would much rather sell our paws to China for 80 cents a pound than we would as pet food for 2 cents a pound. So it makes economic sense for us.
Besides, poultry experts don't expect Chinese chickens to meet American safety standards anytime soon. I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.